Welcome to Real Talk Kim's podcast. We hope that you are blessed by the message. And for more information, visit realtalkkim.com.
Hello, my incredible podcast family. How are you all doing? Man, I am so excited that you're on here with me today. I'm Real Talk Kim. For all of you newbies out there, man, I am so thankful that you decided to stop today and spend some time with me. I started this podcast channel, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. And for all of you that don't know who I am, I have two incredible sons, Morgan Scotland, which is 26, and Lincoln Presley, which is 24. I am a whole pastor of an incredible church right here in Atlanta. Actually, it's a suburb, and it is called Limitless Church. I even have an online church for people that don't have a church. And I just think it is so important to build community, to, man, feel like you belong, a place where you can reach out and have friends. Even if you don't live here, you can live out in a cornfield out in Ohio and call Limitless Church your church, iChurch. I just know that, you know, I was raised a preacher's kid, and I've gone through some seasons where I isolated myself walking through stuff in my life, and I wish I would have had a community. You know, the first thing the enemy does whenever he is trying to defeat us, and golly, y'all, if 2020, what, hasn't been a year of awakening for all of us. And so during this time, I've really realized how important it is to have community. It's important to have community when you walk through a sickness or you lose a loved one. It's important to have somebody that you know cares, right? So I have a church that you can join. It's the iChurch for Limitless. And you can just go to our website, limitlesschurch.live, and be a part of us. Or I even have an inner circle, RTK Inner Circle. You can find out all you want to know about that at innercircle.realtalkkim.com. And it's a mentorship program that I started in October. Who knew that we were going to walk through this pandemic and need each other? And so this mentorship's awesome. Every day I wake up and send you devotions and help you stay centered, help you stay focused. I'm seeing so many people getting free from walking out of hurt, heartbreak, pains, hurts, habits, hangups, and people getting free. So welcome to my world, y'all. Again, I'm Real Talk Kim, and I'm right here in Fayetteville, Georgia. You can find out all you want to know about me on my website, realtalkkim.com. I even have an app that you can put on your phone, y'all. I send you notifications throughout the day, just telling you I love you, telling you you can make it. And so today, y'all, what are we going to talk about? Go on and share this with somebody, because I think somebody could listen to it on the way to work. Maybe it's what they need to hear. Today, we're just going to talk about, man, without the struggle, right? Without the struggle, without the struggle, you wouldn't be who you are. And I want you to today, by the time you get off of here, you're going to be like, yeah, bring on the struggle, baby. You know, without the struggle, you wouldn't know the deliverer. Without the discomfort, you wouldn't know the comforter, right? Without the pain, you wouldn't know the healer. Without the loss, you wouldn't know the restorer. Without the sadness, you wouldn't know joy. Without the persecution, you wouldn't know the defender. Without the chaos, you wouldn't know peace. Without the brokenness, you wouldn't know the redeemer. So you would gotta trust and believe that no matter what you are facing in your life, that it is not taking God by surprise. I know it's taken you by surprise. Good Lord, I've walked through some things this year that's taken me by surprise. I've walked through some things in the last 47 years of my life that has taken me by surprise. But at some point, we have to realize and understand that our words have power, right? Our words have power. And so as I start today, I want to decree and declare some things over you. I want to decree and declare that you are powerful. You know, I want to speak to you. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of your words. And so I wake up every day and on all of my social media platforms, I decree and declare over you because life and death and the power of our words. And if I can get you to believe, right? If I can get you to believe, what you say out of your mouth forms your world. So today I want to start with, I decree that a new level of boldness, confidence, and fierceness for the word of God and heavenly truth comes upon you. I command all timidity, intimidation, shyness, and fear to depart from you in Jesus' name. Every lying spirit that would back you into a corner is bound. I say you are bold, you are confident like a lion, baby, to stand up for what you know. And you are bold and strong to stand up for Jesus Christ. I say that you are well able to stand in the evil days, up against any pandemic, up against any cancer, up against any divorce, up against any bankruptcy, and that you shall stand steadfastly in the promises, in the truth and commands of the word of God. Amidst opposition, I say you shall remain firm in faith for all that heaven has provided and taught you. I declare what God has destined for you shall come to pass, and a fresh new endowment of boldness and assurance shall rest upon you in this season. I decree over you, regarding your job, over your businesses, over your occupation, I am asking the Lord to set up divine connections, interactions, appointments, and God encounters this week. May you be able to interact with people of influence to help set you up for success. I declare open doors, interviews, contacts, contracts, new clients, and customers. I speak that raises, bonuses, tips, and commissions will come into your hands speedily. I declare promotions and awards for a job well done. I prophesy favor when you come in and when you go out. You will receive fresh ideas that create acceleration and advancements. Here's what I say to you today. I say that you will not be ignored. You will not be declined. You will not be passed over or left out. You hear me? Because you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. This will be your week. This will be your day. This will be your month of miracles for you and your entire family. And lastly, I speak to obstacles, to mountains and hindrances, and command them to be removed in Jesus' name. I declare that nothing can stand in the way of your answers to prayers, miracles, and breakthroughs. I prophesy to the destroying of all mountains and say, the Lord is against you. I command the high places and strongholds of the enemy to come down from around all that concerns you. I say, they shall be entirely moved out of your way, never to be resurrected again. I say, every mountain that stands against you shall be brought down, and you will not continue to circle. Come on, somebody. You will not continue to circle around the same mountains and obstacles again. Mountains shall melt like wax at the presence of the Lord that is upon you. I declare you are going over and not going under, for the mountains have been removed in Jesus' name. The mountains have been removed in Jesus' name. So what are you going to do with what I just spoke over you? You know, what are you going to do? You know, I often look at my life, and I had encountered a pastor friend yesterday that I was talking to. And y'all know every time I get an epiphany or I get an awakening, of course, I come and share it with y'all, because I have no shame. I have no shame. And I realize that everything that I'm going through, I'm going through it so that I can help you through it. And so last night we were just talking, and they had actually surprised me and come to my house, and it was really awesome. And we were discussing just about the year, you know, all of us, we were all just talking about our lives and as being leaders, how when you are a leader, you do not have the opportunity to have meltdowns. You really don't. And I really believe that I'm talking to somebody today that you have lived in a total meltdown mode probably your whole life. And like every single time something doesn't go your way or something doesn't turn out the way you want it to, you fall into a million pieces. And that is a setup that the enemy puts in our way to literally hijack our peace, hijack our joy, hijack our strength, right? And will allow us or cause us to stay in a season, allowing that season to define our whole lifetime. And so we were talking, and I was just like, you know, because every once in a while I do get petty. I know that probably shocks all of y'all, but I do. I walk through things that breaks my heart. You know, I walk through things that make me feel like, dog, man, like I'm all by myself on this island, and whatever the enemy tells you, he tells me too. I just a lot of times pick myself up quicker than most people do. And so, you know, I was discussing with him about this, and he was just telling me, you know, Kim, it's because people don't know you like that. Like, people don't know you like that. People don't know that you actually fall apart. They don't really know that you really walk through anything. It's like we watched your dad die, and the world knew your dad because you brought your dad into our lives. And we watched your dad die, and then we watched as you literally praised your way through. Like, we watched you as you literally buried your dad. We watched you as you came out of this thing, and it looked like, you know, it looks like the way you present yourself to the world is that you're like, oh, my dad's in heaven now, let's all just keep on going, you know. And he says, so it doesn't look like that you really need a lot of people to be a cheerleader to you. And y'all know what? That did something to me, because how often do we present ourselves in a way that we don't want to look weak, or we don't want to look like we don't have it all together? And so we present ourselves in a certain light, and then we get offended, or we get our feelings hurt because people aren't there, right? And so I want to talk to you today about, man, how do I stay here? Because, you know, I wouldn't trade that, you know, just even listen to him talk about me and the way that the world sees me. I wouldn't trade that. But how do I stay this way? And I want to go over that with you today. Number one, one of the first things I do is I do exactly what I just did to you. I wanted to start this podcast off today decreeing and declaring over your life, because that's the key. Out of your mouth, if you can see yourself, if you can understand this fact, people are going to die in your life. People are going to walk out. People are going to cheat on you. There's going to be things in your life that you just don't. I mean, I'm not wishing this on any of y'all, and some of y'all will never go through it, but we all go through our hard times is what I'm trying to say. And when you understand that you're going to walk through hard times, but it's not the end of the world, I think that you get out of these places quicker. So here's what I've discovered, y'all. I have discovered, and I'm sorry, I've just realized that I'm doing this podcast and my yard guy decides that he's going to do my yard. So if you hear the weed eater or the lawnmower, just ignore it. Or my chime. My house is like Fort Knox. Everything that happens around my house, my cameras show me. So just ignore that because I really have a great word for you today. But here's how I do it. Here's how I do it, y'all. Write these down in your journal because I promise you these are going to help you break free. How do I stay mentally strong when all hell's breaking loose? How do I mentally stay strong? And I'm not just faking it, y'all. I really do. I really do keep myself in a place. I'll have a meltdown. I'll have a bad day, but I don't stay there, right? I realize that even when me and my mama talk about my daddy, which was her husband, y'all, for 52 years, like my dad was literally our everything. He was like, he really was an incredible man. And we talk about it and we both cry. You know, we'll have our little weak moments, but then we realize that us crying and us being depressed isn't going to bring him back, right? Us ruining our whole next 5 years crying, because it would be real easy to do that. That's not going to bring my daddy back. But me living my best life and making him proud, and every time people look at me, they see Henry Jones because I'm carrying a legacy. That's what would make my dad proud. So maybe today you're carrying something that you've been carrying for too long. You've been sad for too long. You've been grieving over that man not wanting you for too long. Y'all, I have walked through everything you're walking through. I'm telling you, I may not look like what I've been through, but I've walked through it and I've hurt and it's hurt like crazy, but I didn't stay there. How do I do it? How do I stay mentally strong before God? I don't fear alone time. I don't fear alone time. I used to hate alone time. In fact, being bored in my life really pushed me into some very stupid decisions, right? I used to be the queen of worrying. Like I used to, everything that I'm about to tell you are things I've literally overcome and come to become very close with in my thinking that's made me get through. So here's number one, I don't fear alone time. Number two is I don't dwell on the past. I just don't. I will find myself petty ever so often, but I get right out of it. Number three is I don't feel the world owes me anything. I really don't. I don't feel like, you know, I went through a proportion of my life where when I was making all these wrong choices and my brother was making all the right choices and my brother was getting the church handed to him. My dad handed him his church at 23. And here I am over here struggling, you know, just struggling, making stupid decisions. I didn't get my life together, y'all, till I was 40 years old. From all the stupid choices I made in my life. And I did get mad at the storms I created, mad that my brother was getting everything. But the minute I stopped thinking the world owed me anything and that actually I had to get it together in order to move forward, it broke so many chains off of me to realize nobody owes me nothing. Somebody just needs to tell yourself that this morning. Nobody owes me nothing. Nobody owes me anything, right? Then I started realizing number four is I don't expect immediate results. Y'all, this is going to set you free. I just don't expect immediate results. I just realized that I'm not going to lose weight overnight just because I decide to put the carbs down or I decide to stop eating cereal every night at 11 o'clock. I'm not going to just lose all this weight because I just decided I wasn't going to like circus peanuts anymore. Okay. I realized that I don't expect immediate results. Number five is I don't worry about pleasing everybody. Jesus, y'all, that will set you free. This week, that's your challenge. Your challenge is to look at all of these things that I'm about to tell you. And every time you start thinking fairy tale ideas over your life, you immediately remind yourself, I'm not going to fear alone time, because in my alone time, I hear what my I think about what I'm thinking about. I love my alone time because it helps me regroup. I'm not going to dwell on my past. Every time I want to go back and think, well, if I would have done this differently, he wouldn't have cheated on me. If I would have done this differently, she wouldn't have left me for my best friend. If I would have eaten better, I wouldn't have high blood pressure. No, you can't live in the past. You can start right now and make a better future. You can't change the past. And I realize that the world don't owe me anything. And then number four is I don't expect immediate results. I don't. And number five is don't worry about pleasing everyone. That's going to set you free. When I realize that people are always going to have an opinion. But opinions do not pay your bills. And who cares? Who are they? Who are they? Who are they? Who are these people that you are living miserable because they didn't support you or they didn't love you? Or who are they? They pastor a mega church? So they got their own skeletons? Oh, they've been married. They've been married. They look like they got it going on. So you want to be in their club, their posse? No. Don't please everyone. Everyone's not going to like you, and that's okay. What people think about you is none of your business, right? Number six, I do not waste time feeling sorry for myself. You cannot waste time feeling sorry for yourself. Good Lord, this is where the enemy gets us the most, y'all, is we walk around feeling sorry for ourselves. I know that it stinks that your childhood got robbed from you because maybe your parents got divorced or you maybe someone took advantage of you as a child. Man, I know these things hurt. I know it hurts when you thought you would have a white picket fence and a boy and a girl and Lassie as a dog and your house would be paid off and you would come home every day and your family would sit down at 6 o'clock to eat. But maybe you have not been able to accomplish that family unit. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Look at all the great things that God's doing in your life. Stop looking at how far you got to go and think about how far you've come, right? Number seven is don't waste energy on things you can't control. Come on, somebody. Stop wasting energy on things you can't control. You cannot control what they say about you. You cannot be at every single restaurant with all your haters listening to what they... Let them do, live, be, whatever. And you don't worry about it. You can't control what your grown child is doing when you're not in the picture or you're not there. You can't control what your spouse is doing at work. You can't control what's going to happen during this COVID. You can't control things in your life and you have to stop worrying and wasting all your energy on things. Y'all, every time I am an overthinker. Jesus, I've always been an overthinker. I'm always playing it out in my head. And when I finally started realizing that I am not going to worry about things that I can't change it. If I can't change it, it's out of my mind. Well, that's easier said than done, Kim. You know what? Why would the Bible tell us to renew our minds every day if we didn't have the capability to do it? So many people are walking around with anxiety attacks and stress attacks because they're worrying about things that they can't control. Every single time that I start worrying about something that I cannot control, I promise you, stress and overthinking will steal your life. Worrying about, well, what are they going to say about me? Or what are they going to say about me? You'll be worrying about something for 10 years from now. You know what? You can't control it then. You ain't going to control it now. Let it go. Make a decision every time it comes to my mind. I'm just going to switch my mind to think about something else. Even if you've got to practice sitting on the beach in a lounge chair in your mind, sipping on a virgin pina colada with your feet in the sand, build the scenario. Do it. But get your mind off of things that you can't control. All right. Number eight is I don't let others influence my emotions. I just don't do it. I just don't do it. I will see myself getting petty. Y'all, we all can be petty. Yes, we can. And I will all of a sudden, y'all, I promise you, literally like 2 weeks ago, I had, you know, trying to prove a point to myself. I do block people. People that have hurt me, and I know that my heart needs to heal, because Proverbs 3:23 says to guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. And so I realize that I'm human, and I realize that my feelings get hurt. And so if I find myself, you know, if something happens and it was not nice, and I am trying to prove a point and, you know, act like it ain't bothering me, but it is, I will hide that person, or I will, yes, I will. And because people don't know if you've hid them or not. They don't know. It doesn't show them on Facebook or Instagram. You can mute people on Twitter. They never know that they're muted. You just never see them again. Y'all, I do this a lot. And if I find myself getting petty, I'll just mute somebody or hide somebody until I get well. I will. But I had found myself trying to prove something, a point to myself, because I realize there's nobody that I need to be better than tomorrow except myself. So every once in a while, I'll be ridiculous, and I'll be like, oh, I'm done. I'm over it. Oh, listen. And so I had allowed myself to think, act like I was over something that I wasn't over. When I tell you, the Holy Spirit so convicted me, I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because our natural flesh wants to see what they're doing or what are they saying, right? And you cannot do that. You cannot allow yourself to waste your energy or your peace on things you can't control. You cannot let others influence your emotions. You just can't. You just can't do it. So whatever you got to do to get out of your pettyville, to take your offense panties and untangle them from around your neck and get your peace back, by all means, do it. All right? Then another thing that I do, this would be number 7 or 8, maybe 9, is I don't resent on other successes. I just don't. I have learned to celebrate people. I have learned to, man, when I tell y'all in the last 2 years, what God's done in my life is such a beautiful thing that I promise you, I celebrate people, man. I'm not scared to share my platform with people. I'm not scared to, my whole staff, I use everybody, and I don't care who gets the glory, as long as people's lives are being changed. And it's because I've mastered not to get resentful when other people succeed. When you clap for other people, then all of a sudden those doors open for you. Even if somebody is getting their goals before you, it doesn't mean that you're not a good person, right? And you're not good as them. No, learn to celebrate others. Learn to be the president of other people's fan clubs, and you watch what will happen for you. So number 8, 9, I just don't resent other people's successes. Number 10, I don't shy away from responsibilities. Yo, I used to run from responsibilities. Literally, somebody would say, you need to do this. And I would be like, 4 or 5 days, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? And it would loom in the back of my mind. And then when I'd finally do it, I'd be like, oh my God, that would have been off my mind if I would have done it when I needed to do it. So you know what? Stop running from responsibilities. And this week, just face that thing that you need to do. Clean out that closet. Write that chapter in that book. Clean the bushes in your backyard. Whatever it is that you know you need to do today, stop shying away from responsibility. Have that talk with that person that you need to have that talk with. You know you need to tell them you're sorry. Just do it. Bite the bullet. Let go of your ego, and do it, right? Number 11, I don't give up after the first failure. I just don't, y'all. I don't give up after the first failure, and neither should you. I realize that failure just means you had the courage to try. So today, y'all, I'm giving you so many attributes, and I'm trying to keep this podcast at about 30 minutes because it's easier for you to listen to when it's shorter. So I want to give you one more. Don't fear taking risk. Don't fear taking risk. Jump. Do whatever you got to do to jump. Y'all, you know what my daddy used to always tell me? My daddy used to always tell me that nothing ever comes in your comfort zone. That all throughout life, Kimberly, this is what my daddy would tell me. He said, people are going to put you in a box. He said, but don't you dare dress it up and call it home. So I'm telling you today, don't you dare dress it up and call it home. Just because your mama walked through it don't mean you got to walk through it. Just because your daddy was it doesn't mean you got to be it. Just because you maybe have failed your expectations or maybe everything on that dream board is just totally gone out of your life doesn't mean your life is over. Y'all, it doesn't mean your life is over. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. You can start again. You can jump. It's never too late. Y'all know my story. 36 years old, I moved back in with my mother and my father with two kids. I thought my life was over. I worked at Bloomingdale's up until I was 40 years old, y'all. At 40 years old, I got to go in full-time ministry. I started my own businesses. I've got several businesses now. I've got RTK life coaches. God is just elevating, and I'm only 47. If I was still at Bloomingdale's at 40 years old, can you imagine? 36, I thought my life was over. At 40, I went full-time ministry and started my own companies. At 42, I wrote my first book and I was a special ed my whole life. It went bestseller. At 46, I started my podcast. Between those years, I wrote four more books, y'all. At 47 years old, I realized my life is just beginning. I had faced so many tragedies in my life. So many choices I made that should have ruined my life. But I stood on what I told you today. So you hold the keys to your freedom. Walk in it today, friend. Walk in it. Walk in it. And listen, this week, choose your words wisely. Okay? Don't speak doom and gloom over yourself. If you got to listen to this podcast every day this week just to get the declarations off and the decree that I started with, do it. Realize that people come and people go, but the right ones stay. And you are doing enough, even if it doesn't feel like it. You are doing enough, even if it doesn't feel like it. And listen, failure is when you don't try. Failure's when you don't try. And live today, not for tomorrow. Live for today, not for tomorrow. And listen, never look back. There's nothing, nothing, nothing there for you. And here's the last thing I'm going to leave you with. Stop overthinking. Overthinking kills happiness. All right? Listen, take this and hold on to it. Find your peace. Don't give your peace away to anybody. You can walk through death and find your happiness. You can walk through divorce and find your happiness. You can walk through having to start all over again after the COVID because you were in retirement and it made you come out of retirement and still find your happiness. Why? Because happiness is a choice and it's your choice and you are awesome. You were built to do hard things. Man, I love you guys so much. Again, share this with somebody, y'all. I love doing life with you. Real Talk Kim here. And stay connected. RealTalkKim.com. I will see y'all next week. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Real Talk Kim's podcast. For more information, visit RealTalkKim.com.